No, it's quite cordial, I must say. It's quite businesslike. We differ respectively, and there are many sentiments in many areas there where we differ, but we agree to differ.
So are there many times when you have to bite your lip and there's something you'd like to say, but you can't really?
No. I'm very free. I've decided myself that I will not keep anything to myself. I will express it, and express it forcefully. If it affects my own constituency, my own party, and it affects the general thrust of the inclusive government. And that's my role, to ensure that we keep in check on that global political agreement.
And so do you think he's genuinely committed to the GPA?
I am sure, I've no doubt. I've no doubt he himself is committed to see this through. I have no doubt that perhaps there could be people within his own party or other elements who have reservations about it. But so far, I think the GPA is we are moving to achieve those incremental gains.
Because some people think it's just a device for him to remain in power as long as possible. And
well, this is a perpetual suspicion of Mugabe. It's a template. People can't believe that this Mugabe has any capacity to change. It's an inherent mistrust. It's nothing to do with what we are trying to build. We are defining a new destiny for the country. And to me, that's more important than getting preoccupied with your attitudes or perception of Mugabe, whatever it is.
But you believe he does have capacity to change or has changed already?
Well, I'm sure that I don't see any attitude of perpetuating the hate, the division, the polarization in the country.
From him?
Yeah.
In the outside world, there's a view of him in many quarters as a tyrant, sort of responsible for many, many deaths.
He actually jokes about
it. He jokes about that?
He says, look, people say I'm a tyrant, you know? And so what do you think of yourself? He says, I mean, I'm not a tyrant, you know? So, yeah, those are perceptions sometimes that are created. But yes, we have gone through experience. We don't ignore what has happened, you know? And sometimes those things are facts on the ground, which have characterized it.
But it must be hard for you sometimes, mustn't it, to swallow everything that's gone in the past and sit down with someone who is being held responsible for a lot of violence against you personally and your supporters?
Well, what is reconciliation without that? Reconciliation is a measure of tolerance across this very serious political divide that ever existed in this country. And how can we stand up as leaders and call for national healing when between us, we don't relate to each other?
A senior journalist who is in touch with a lot of readers and gets a lot of feedback said to me, there is disappointment in the performance of the Prime Minister so far. Robert Mugabe is running roughshod over him and entrenching himself. The power is still in Mugabe's hands. Mr. Tsvangirai is trying too hard to please him.
No, I'm not trying to please anyone. I'm not in this role to please anyone. This is a shared compromise, that's what it is. Nowhere in the world where you have a coalition would you say that one partner is trying to please the other. Where? This is about a shared compromise, this is about ensuring that we are able to push this country. This is not about me and Mugabe at all. This is nothing to do with entrenching power. It's actually about ensuring that we create a democratic state. That's why it is the transformation agenda.